Let's talk about maybe the future. So you have collaborated with Major and the Monbacks and Alana Royale and plenty of other artists and bands. Do you have any artists in particular you would like to collaborate with?
Yeah, so we
many.
How much time you got?
Oh, as much. Oh, yeah, man. We're good. We're good on time.
I mean, as far as just like playing shows with, or just like wanting to collaborate. As
maybe
far as
both, I guess. Maybe live shows and also recording music with.
I know. Right now I'm going through a serious phase of an artist named Thundercat, who I just think is absolutely amazing. He's a bass player, mm-hmm. producer. He actually produced Kendrick Lamar's last album.
Oh, wow.
But he's just amazing. I mean, that's on like a really, really big wish list. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, that would be someone who I'm really, at one point in my career, I would be really happy to say that I got to work with them.
That's awesome.
Actually, if we're on the wish list, I'm going to add Corey Henry from Snarky Puppy.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, oh, that'd be cool.
He is just a mean keyboard player, and I've gotten to see him in Snarky Puppy and with his own project mm-hmm. a couple times in D.C., and I think that would be a cool person to collaborate with.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, collaborate with, to, like, produce our product, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Those two sound great.
That's it.
That's how we do it.
That's it. So what can listeners expect from your new EP coming up in December?
They can expect something that was produced by Aztec Sun.
Definitely.
You know, it's interesting. It doesn't, I think when we recorded it, it was kind of just like, okay, which are the four or the five songs that we want to put together? Because we've got a, you know, pretty big repertoire. And like we were saying, mm-hmm. the genres vary a lot. Mm-hmm. But I think it somehow kind of came together in the sort of sonic story it tells. You start with, you know, Set You Free, which is the title track, mm-hmm. Which is sort of an upbeat Motown soul pop kind of thing. And then it goes into a slower ballad swing and then brings it back up into sort of a party vibe. And then there's a bit of social consciousness on the song called mm-hmm. Revolution. And then, you know, just kind of exploring it through that. And I think, like, in many ways it touches on many of the ways in which we interact with DC and how we interact with each other. So I think it kind of tells a cool story,
mm-hmm.
at least as a starting block.
It's definitely been a response to our year. Mm. I mean, I think, like, listening to those songs, they all have a different kind of meaning for us. We've gone through some really amazing highs this year in our own lives, and then there's been some really challenging moments that we've had to mm-hmm. just respond to. And it all of this has been very organic. Mm-hmm. So
that's awesome. And the fact that you guys, having nine of you just like in one room, I can imagine that must be like a lot. But having the dedication and the willingness to do that and even finish this EP is amazing on your part. So I think that listeners will really see the dedication and the effort that you guys put in and all the talent, and we'll have good vibes out of that. Definitely.
Yeah, another killer soundbite, yeah. Hey, Jackie.
Yeah. Thanks for thank you guys so much for letting me interview you. It was such a pleasure.
Can we shout out the EP real quick?
Definitely. Do
all
it.
So you want to pitch it?
No, go ahead.
All right, so December 10th, Songbird in D.C., we've decided to team up with DJ Nightcrawler, and he's going to spin a night of funk and soul, and he will, throughout the night, infuse our music into the genre of funk and soul. And so we've decided to, instead of a typical performance, we're not going to perform tonight. We're just going to be with community in celebration and listening to our music within the genre. So it should be a hell of a dance party. Come out to Songbird Saturday, December 10th.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, sounds really exciting. Really, really exciting. And also, yeah, shout out to the upcoming performances. If you can make it to Richmond or Fredericksburg, definitely go see them in concert. They're amazing live. They put on a show, so definitely tune in for that. Links will be up on the website later. Stay tuned, and they're going to get set up, and we're going to hear some of their songs, and I'm really excited. Stay tuned on WGMU Radio.